Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. DeSantis says if Biden won't protect the border and migrant flights to Florida continue, he'll put them on buses and send them to Biden's state of Delaware. Trump's White House records are off limits. Homes are now selling at the fastest pace since the 80s. And could the moon be breaking off in pieces? DeSantis is dealing with the Biden situation regarding migrants into his state of Florida. Our political news correspondent, Magdalene Rose, reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is a Republican, on Wednesday floated sending migrants to Biden's home state of Delaware in response to the dozens of migrant flights DeSantis says have landed in Florida at the behest of the Biden administration. If they're going to come here, we'll provide buses, DeSantis said of the migrants on the flights. I will send them to Delaware and do that. If he's not going to support the border being secure, then he should be able to have everyone there, he added. DeSantis has been ramping up his battle with the Biden administration over migrant flights into Jacksonville. His office told the Washington Examiner that there have been more than 70 flights of migrants into the Sunshine State since the summer. What the Biden administration has to recognize is that the more that the Biden administration puts in things like vaccine mandates and uses the full force of the federal government to dictate how people should behave and what they should do, the more that they will be pushed back from Republican governors and even Democrat governors. Because at the end of the day, governors feel, and they should feel this way, that they have the right to govern their state. So the more that the Biden administration supersedes that on any level, the more pushback the Biden administration can expect on multiple fronts, including migrant flights. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
A federal appeals court yesterday halted the scheduled transfer of records of President Donald Trump's time in office from the National Archives to Congress, ruling that Congress cannot access the files for now. A three-judge panel from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit overruled a federal judge who had argued earlier this week that a House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol had a legitimate legislative purpose in seeking the records. For the first time since 1989, homes for sale are being purchased within a median period of just a week. Between July 2020 and June of 2021, homes sat on the market for about 7 days, down from 3 weeks a year earlier, and a record low going back to 1989, according to a survey released Thursday by the National Association of Realtors. The median sale price for the year was $305,000, up from $272,500 the prior year, the highest since the NAR started tracking the data in 2002, the association said in the report. Buyers were motivated to move quickly during the pandemic, coupled with all-time low inventory. Our quote of the day, the contemplative life means the keeping of charity towards God and our neighbors and fixing all our desires on our Creator. St. Gregory the Great. And our saint of the day, a man whose life was dedicated to reuniting the Orthodox with Rome. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Introducing the greatest, the hottest car sale of the season. Here at Bulldog Kia, you can get a brand new...
Psst! Hey, you. Yeah, you. Look, no one likes boring car commercials, and no one likes boring car buying experiences. So come on down to Bulldog Kia on Atlanta Highway in Athens, where the deals are hot. The experience is great and the commercials are fun. We have a team of excited employees ready to help you find the perfect vehicle for your family. like a brand new, newly designed 2022 Kia Sorento. They're amazing. You also get the best industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Buying a new car doesn't have to be boring. Give us a call at 855-BULLDOG and enjoy your next car purchase.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
You gotta do it this way. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Today we remember Saint Jehoshaphat. In 1595, the Orthodox Bishop of Brest-Litovsk in present-day Belarus and five other bishops representing millions of Ruthenians sought reunion with Rome. John Kuntsevich, who took the name Jehoshaphat in religious life, was to dedicate his life and die for the same cause. Born in what is now the Ukraine, he went to work in Wilno and was influenced by clergy adhering to the 1596 Union of Brest. He became a Basilian monk, then a priest, and was soon well known as a preacher and an ascetic. Saint Jehoshaphat dedicated his life to healing the split within the Ruthenian Church. While he made some headway, sadly, the division extends to today. But his life and efforts were not in vain, for both influenced many Orthodox to be reunited with Rome. Today, on the day of his martyrdom, November 12th, Roman Catholics and some Eastern Catholics remember Saint Jehoshaphat. Other Eastern Catholics, including the Ukrainian Catholic Church, celebrate Saint Jehoshaphat's feast on November the 25th. Could the Earth's only natural satellite be breaking apart? Scientists have identified an asteroid they believe to be a giant boulder of lunar origin soaring through our orbit. The space rock that measured between 150 and 190 feet across, or about the size of a Ferris wheel, which is actually a fairly small asteroid compared to some, reported the New York Post, was first discovered in 2016 by astronomers using the Pan-STARRS telescope in Hawaii, according to a new study published in the Journal of Communications, Earth and Environment. And the Crusade Channel calls for the end to orc hatred.
This is Christopher Lawrence, Cultural Affairs Correspondent for the Crusade Channel, with a cultural news brief. A website no one cares about has published an article by a writer no one has heard of, claiming that director Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy is, quote, steeped in racist imagery. We here at the Crusade Channel wish to lend our own voices to this cause and call for an end to orc hatred now. I'm Christopher Lawrence, Cultural Affairs Correspondent for the Crusade Channel, and this has been a cultural news brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.